Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now in our Halloween series.
Soundcheck's House of Horrors.
As we talked about yesterday on the show, sound is one of the essential ingredients to any scary movie or TV show. We heard some classic examples from our friends at the Takeaways Movie Date podcast. They offered up some soundtracks from things like The Omen and The Exorcist. But sound effects are just as essential, and the process of creating the overall sound design on a project is one of the great underappreciated arts. Joining me on the line is Gary McGregian. He is the supervising sound editor on the series American Horror Story, Coven, which airs Wednesday nights at 10 on the FX network. Gary, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
So what does a supervising sound editor do?
Well, my job is pretty much to oversee the editorial, the post-production editorial of the dialogue, all the production dialogue that was recorded, as well as any additional recording that we may need, as well as the sound effects and sound design for a show, and kind of being the person to make sure that the producers are getting the vision that they foresee, mm-hmm. and then adding any of my expertise into it as well, too, to help out.
Now, in if you're making a record or publishing a book, if the editing is good, the listener or viewer will or reader will never notice it. Is it the same with your job as well?
Yes, it's amazing when people. A lot of people don't realize the amount of work that goes into, especially the dialogue tracks. People assume that everything that they're hearing in a show is recorded on set. But 90% of that is all added after. And the production, if someone were to hear the production that was recorded on set and the work that's done to kind of help clean up, to taking ticks and pops, and sometimes you'll hear movement from crew members. You know, it may be a scene with two people and you hear people moving around in the background.
Mm.
And that's stuff that we do to help minimize and pull out and make it as seamless and smooth as possible.
So if you've got two people on a street corner talking and you're hearing like cars going by in the background, much of that has been added in later?
Yes, yeah, some of it is inherent in the production tracks, but one thing you get into is when you have different angles. So you'll have one angle where the person is, you'll see cars going by in the background, and the other angle doesn't have any cars. So when they're cutting back and forth between the two, you lose those car bys. So that's part of the job of the sound effects is to kind of help that transition as well, and also the editorial process of editing the dialogue to make it as seamless as possible so it's not jarring. You don't hear these large jumps in backgrounds and effects that were recorded on production.
Right. Now, with American Horror Story, this season, the current one, is set in a modern-day setting. It's a school for young witches.
I didn't know that there even were black witches. As it turns out, I'm an heir to Tituba. She was a house slave in Salem. She was the first to be accused of witchcraft. So technically, I'm part of your tribe.
But it's also set in the 1830s. Does that pose a special challenge? Not maybe the witchcraft part of it, but the fact that you're inhabiting two different worlds at the same time.
Definitely. The trying to create, I mean, there's so much sound that goes, so much noise, I want to say, that goes on in the world. You're out and you hear airplanes and you hear cars and all that stuff is still kind of going on in the filming process of the 1830s. So trying to clean that stuff out and then to give it the backgrounds that are ideal for the 1830s and to try to be as authentic as possible, that's a challenge.
For your sins, Madame LaLaurie, you are damned to live forever. To never know the release of sweet death. To never reunite with loved ones in the realm beyond, but instead to be alone, sealed up in your unmarked grave for all eternity, listening to the world go on around you, even until that world is no more.
So the challenge isn't just what to add in, but what to take out as well.
Yes. I mean, there could be a scene that there's air conditioning going on in the background.
Right, in the 1830s.
Yes, exactly.
We're speaking with Gary McGregie, and he's the supervising sound editor working on the FX series American Horror Story, which this season is about a coven of witches. And Gary, you've selected the opening of episode 2 for us to listen to. What's going on in this scene?
So this scene, one of the witches, Misty Day, comes across some poachers, and they've killed alligators, and she can bring things back to life. So this scene has some of the alligators coming back to life and attacking the poachers. So this has a combination of what you'll hear in this clip. It's a good mix of kind of what we do with when we break things down into the dialogue and effects. You'll hear production dialogue. You'll hear ADR, additional dialogue replacement, that was done after the fact to help clean things up. And then you'll hear the effects that were added. There's some subtle magic. Hmm. There's, you know, we've enhanced the gator. We've enhanced the gator chomps down on the guy's arm. You'll hear specifics that were all kind of created after the fact, because none of that happened on set.
All right. Well, let's hear it as viewers of the TV series American Horror Story Coven hear it first.
Not all dead.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
So that's the scene. The poachers are being killed by these gators that have been brought back to life by one of the witches. Now, the dialogue. If we're gonna separate out the different component parts of this, how much actual dialogue was recorded on set for that scene?
A good portion of it, most of it was, and this show in particular, it's rare that we ever bring actors back in to do ADR, which is if there's a lot of
additional
noise going
dialogue
on in the
recording.
Scene.
Yeah.
Yes, if there's any noise going on, sometimes they'll have wind machines and things like that. We need to bring people back in to redo their lines. This show rarely does, and this scene there was. It's mostly production, what you hear, the opening, the almost dead or mostly dead line, that's production. Most of the screams, we did record some additional screams in ADR to help cut through all that was going on. And you'll be able to kind of hear where those spots are. And it might sound jumpy when you're just listening to the dialogue, but when it's all played together, it's a good balance and a nice mix.
All right, so this is just the dialogue of that scene that we just heard from American Horror Story.
Not all dead.
All right, so that's how it sounded on set. Now, a lot of the horror, Gary, comes from, and this is, I guess, where, you know, sound design and sound editing comes from the effects, the other sounds that are creating the kind of sonic atmosphere here. So what are we about to hear next?
Next, we'll be hearing the effects mix, and in this, you'll hear some of the backgrounds that are in there, but mostly the principal things that you're going to hear are the gator coming to life, the hiss, the kind of roar from the gator, the chomp. But then there's also another element, which is Foley, which is a process of recording the feet as the guy runs away, the footsteps. You'll hear some of the brush movement. You'll hear dragging as the gator pulls him into the water. And some of the water effects are from Foley as well as sound effects.
All And where do these, you know, the hissing and the gators coming, where do those sounds come from?
We have I work for Technicolor Sound, and we have a large database of sound effects that were some stuff from library, some stuff that people have gone out and recorded. I myself have recordings that I've made, and all of this stuff goes into, you know, kind of what you hear. So it's a combination of it's a large combination of stuff. This scene was also edited by Tim Cleveland, who's our effects editor on the show, and he does an amazing job of blending, of finding those little elements to enhance and finding the right thing to just kind of like, you know, sometimes things miss something,
right?
And it's finding that sound that might not necessarily be the literal sound, but it helps sell and helps tell the story.
Right, because nobody really knows what an alligator brought back to life would sound like. So
exactly.
You have to create that in the listener's, the viewer's mind.
Yes.
So what is the music's role in this scene?
The music's role in this scene definitely helps propel the action, the intensity, and there's kind of a natural resolve to it at the end.
All right, so that's the music that James S. Levine wrote for this little scene that we're hearing from the FX series American Horror Story: Coven, which airs Wednesday nights at 10. Gary McGregian is the supervising sound editor, and he's sort of pulled apart this scene for us on Soundcheck today. Let's put all of those three parts back together, the dialogue, the special effects, and the music, and this is the full scene.
Not all dead.
So, Gary, on a scale of 1 to 10, how challenging a scene was this for you?
every scene seems like it's a 10 in the challenge department. They all have their own problems to deal with. But this was a fun scene to work on. But I'd say probably about an 8.
Uh-huh.
Well, because it's mostly literal stuff what you're seeing, you know, aside from the magic coming back to life. That's
right.
the one surreal element to it, but most of it is just kind of accentuating what you see and making things exciting and fun.
And how do you get into supervising sound editing? Do you begin as an editor, as a sound engineer, as a musician? Who does this sort of work?
All of the above. there are a lot of musicians that are in this line of work. Myself, I grew up playing drums and played in college at Michigan State, and I got into doing post-production sound because I wanted to do something with sound, with music, but I wasn't good enough a musician, so I decided to I've always been fascinated with how sound was done for TV and film, and I kind of started working as an editor, and I spent years working as a sound effects editor in particular, and then kind of working my way into supervising, which supervising deals more, it's more dialogue intensive than it is sound effects, but mm-hmm. it's helpful to have both, you know, trainings.
Right. So do you have a sound design hero? Is there someone that sound editors look up to and say, wow, someday I want to make sounds like that person?
I think the one person that everyone can agree on is Ben Burtt, the sound designer for Star Wars. Everyone I know who's gotten into this line of work has been influenced by him in some way. But there's also Randy Tom and Gary Rydstrom, amazing sound designers. And they're not just about finding the cool sounds and making the cool sounds. They do that, but it's all about telling the story.
Right.
And they do an amazing job of finding the best way to do that through sound.
So with Ben Burtt and Star Wars, this is the guy who created the sound of R2-D2 and the lightsabers. And, of course, this old favorite. You know, it's funny, Gary. You hear Darth Vader breathing during the scene, and it's just like this... It seems so natural and plausible for the character. You hear it on its own like that, and it's actually a pretty complicated little piece of sound design, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, do you have a favorite movie from a horror film, something that has really great sound?
One of my favorite movies, and it's not necessarily horror in the slasher sense. It's more of a thriller, but mm-hmm. No Country for Old Men is one of my favorite sounding movies. And that was done by Skip Livesay and Craig Berkey, the sound designer. That sound is so natural, and it's the first movie I've seen in a long time where I was on the edge of my seat, and it was all based on sound, because there isn't a ton of music in that movie. So it's just playing to the viewer. It's putting that viewer in the scene.
So the film is No Country for Old Men, and I remember when this movie came out that people were saying, well, there's like no music. I mean, it's got like 15 or 16 minutes of music in it. Do you think the reason is that the sound design was so compelling that the director, producers didn't feel they needed anything else?
I don't know. I mean, that's this is a Coen Brothers movie, and
right.
I can only imagine that they that was kind of the intent going in, that sound design was going to play a huge part of the film, so music wasn't as necessary.
Yeah.
I don't want to say necessary, because it was that movie is just a beautiful film in sound.
So we've been speaking with Gary McGregian, supervising sound editor working for the FX series American Horror Story, Coven, which airs Wednesday nights at 10 Eastern. And Gary, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'm probably going to be staying at home with my wife and my 11-month-old son.
Ah.
Handing out candy.
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
Gary, pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John.